Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show
on Smile FM.
I want to talk a little bit about Mufasa. Mufasa, who I thought up until last week was a baddie, and I thought Mufasa was Scar. And it's not. Mufasa's not Scar. Not to be mistaken. I thought this was a movie about how Scar got the scar and he was like, you know, and it was all like the backstory to Scar. Right. So when I watched the trailer, I'm like, you see this, hon? You see this, kids? To my 8 and 9 year old. You see, they're making the baddie a hero, yeah? See, when the baddie has his day in the sun. But it's not. Mufasa is Simba's dad. Right, and it's played by a couple. The whole movie has great South African cast members in it. Our very own producer, Phil, of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast team, was exclusively invited to go and spend some time walking hand in hand with John Carney and Kagiso Ladiga on the beach. He was Barry Wrong in it. Right? He's our very own Barry Wrong, a little bit handsome, a little bit younger. Very knowledgeable. Set this up here for us. Tell us what the story is here. Who did you speak to first?
I spoke to Kagiso Ladiga, who plays the younger version of Rafiki in the movie. And one of the questions that I asked him was about the fact that you hear a lot of South African language usage in the movie, including a time when Rafiki actually says Suga to Mufasa.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he says that.
Suga. Hi,
yeah,
Suga.
He says, hi, Suga. So I asked Kagiso if he had a hand in making sure that South African languages were actually represented in the movie.
This movie set in East Africa, you know, Serengeti. Swahili is a big part, Hakuna Matata. But then me coming in, when you're riffing on the, you know, on the mic, things come out, you know. And then I think I managed to, you know, I think Barry kind of was like, yeah, play with it. Just see where it goes. He gave a lot of freedom in that regard. And then I also imagined Rafiki as this traveling wise guy, you know, like he's a sort of Pan-African type of guy. He's met Tswana guys, he's met Zulu guys. Yes, he speaks Swahili, but he's met people from different parts, you know, because he takes his time with people. And I think that worked out well. And Barry also wisely decided to not subtitle the languages, because then it's like from multiple viewing times you get to follow, you know, you find out these things, what they mean. I remember when I watched the film for the first time, there were some words in there that I didn't know were real words until later, until I grew up, and then I'd say, you know, you hear it in real life and you're like, oh, that's a real thing, you know. And I think there's a lot of that there's a potential for that in this thing.
I've interviewed John Carney before in my past, and he was always one of the best interviews I've had. I've done work with Kagiso Ladiga before, and I actually told him, you know, the fact that we did stand up together in Joburg a few years ago, and now I'm interviewing you about a Hollywood movie you're in.
It's quite mad.
And they're just the nicest guys, and I think it's so great that South Africa's getting represented. I mean, if you look at the rest of the cast, you've got the likes of Donald Glover, Beyonce, her daughter Blue Ivy, Aaron Pierre, Mads Nicholson, Seth Rogen, all part of this cast, all look up to people like John Carney, you know, who's represented in Hollywood like as this prestigious actor. He's a legend. And then you've got Kagiso Ladiga. This is probably his biggest film he's ever been involved in. And just, you know, as a bit of a summary, the movie is kind of a backstory about Mufasa and Scar's relationship. Scar's name was Taka, and he was actually the royal heir to a certain throne, and Mufasa was adopted by his family, but then things don't play out that way. So you get a little bit more sympathy for somebody like Scar.
And obviously it's Mufasa from the age that Simba is from birth, and talking through his growing up and being adopted in and growing up with his family, and then obviously being the chosen, because listen, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out, because if you watch The Lion King, you realize that Mufasa's the king, right?
He is the
Lion King.
He's the more natural leader between the two of them, and that's kind of why the relationship between Scar and Mufasa deteriorates, because Scar feels a certain way about that, gets jealous, and then betrays his brother. But the relationship between the two of them is actually very touching, which is why you get a little bit more of sympathy for somebody like Scar. And the story is told through the eyes of Rafiki, the older version, played by Dr. John Carney. Now, one of the things that I thought about the fact is that he's got kids. He obviously took his kids to watch the original Lion King, including his son, Atandwa, who is also an actor. But now he had the chance to take his grandchildren to go and watch him voice the role of Rafiki in the new Lion King movie.
Wow. Of course, we couldn't watch TV in 1984. It was this Lion King thing. And they would always say, can you put it on? I even bought that little cartridge to play it before it became DVDs, you know, and watch it. And they said, can we watch something else? I want to see the news. So that when in 2019, well, incidentally, I have 4 sons, 3 daughters, 10 grandchildren.
Sure.
Atandwa is one of them. So the noise came from around me and all over. And yesterday in the grand opening here, I went with 2 of my grandchildren who came to me afterwards and says, Granddad, high five. That was great. We liked you. They didn't say we like Rafiki. They didn't say the voice. They say we liked you. Therefore, I felt having achieved to have given a human identity of Rafiki that people could relate to. And those people who like me as John Carney will like Rafiki.
I love that. I love his voice. He's, like you mentioned, such an icon. Now, the one thing that we haven't asked, and we've spoken about this movie for the past week, but and like I said, folks, it's on the movies this coming Friday, Mufasa. Are there a lot of songs? Because remember the original Lion King, there was a lot of song and dance. Mm-hmm. Right? There was a lot of Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Ain't no passing craze. Means no worries. Are they iconic musical pieces in Mufasa?
You could call it that. They're all original new songs, and they were actually written and produced by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Wow. For
the, including Kagiso Lediga singing as Rafiki, by the way.
No way.
Which is something I didn't expect.
And funny?
It is funny. It's hilarious. And it's touching, too.
I love that. I love that, folks. It's on the big screen this coming Friday. If you've got things to do this weekend and you're looking to take the kids to see something great, go and see Mufasa. It is the new installation in The Lion King and the journey of and the backstory to how we get to Lion King and how Simba grows up, looking up to Mufasa, his dad.
Every day,
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.